This Monday morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy, a recipe from G and Olive, a wonderful journey into the wonders of outer space.
And music by Alessandro Sorace. Stay with us.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. We are delighted to be starting the week together. You know, we hope you had a fantastic week and filled with peace and love of God.
Amen. We are so happy to be here. And like always, we have a question for you. Do you enjoy learning about space? Well, did you know that 1 million Earths could fit inside
Wow.
the sun? Yet, the sun is considered an average-sized star. Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible. Wow. And on today's program, we're featuring a special segment from the incredible journey into the wonders of outer space. And we have so much more we want to share with you. So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected as the 16th President of the United States, marking a historic victory for the Republican Party as he became the first Republican to secure the presidency. Although Lincoln garnered just 40% of the popular vote, he convincingly outperformed his three rival candidates. Abraham Lincoln is celebrated as one of the greatest American presidents due to his pivotal role in preserving the Union, abolishing slavery, his exceptional character, and his compelling oratory skills.
Lincoln's efforts to end slavery can be seen as a symbol of striving to eradicate sin and injustice. You know, in Christianity, believers are called to turn away from sin and seek righteousness. Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." And we encourage you, friends, to think about what part you will play in this mission today. What can you do to help eradicate sin and injustice?
Amen. Those are very good questions, and I'm going to keep those in mind today and ask God to help us know the answers.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now it's time to go into the kitchen as Gia and Olive whip up another delicious recipe this morning.
We are making one of the tastiest breakfasts that you'll ever have. You have to try this recipe. It's a must. It's a sago breakfast, tropical because of the fruits and because of the coconut milk. And we're going to show you how to make it. I went to a friend's house a few years ago and made this. Well, I didn't make it. They made it for me and it changed my life, seriously. That's how you're going to fall off again if you do that. So we've got to cook the sago first. And what it is 2 cups of water. And this will make at least enough for 4 people for breakfast, if not more. And 1 cup of sago, or they're tapioca pearls, and you can buy them at any Asian store. Some supermarkets have them as well. And 1 can of coconut milk. And I'll turn on the heat. And you have to always stir it. So every minute or two, just check it and just stir it. It doesn't take too long. It's probably about 10, 15 minutes to cook. But you won't be sorry once you try it. So we've been cooking the sago or tapioca pearls for about 15 minutes now, and I wanted to show you what they actually look like when they're done. So they start to look clear like this. See how that little pearl has become clear or translucent? So that's how you want it to look. If they've got white in them still, like the little pearls have a white dot, they're not ready, okay? You must add some water as you're cooking. I did add a little bit of water just so that it continues to cook out. That's what they look like. And we are gonna put some here. So we make little breakfast bowls for everyone. Do you want one? Olive has her own little bowl, her little breakfast bowl. So what you do is you put tapioca in first, or the tapioca pearls. And then what will we put on top? We'll put some fruit on top, some strawberries. Put some blueberries, strawberries on yours, strawberries, oh, and mango, why not? Okay, so you put the fruit of the season or whatever fruit you have, cornflakes on top, because it gives it that little bit of crunch while you've got the softness of the tapioca pearl. and the tapioca is warm, and you put a little bit of cold milk on top. Just, we use soy milk, but you can use milk that you like. Just a touch on top, that cold versus the heat with the crunch. Drizzle some honey on top. Would you like some honey on yours? Okay. Your morning breakfast tropical tapioca. There it is. Can you see that? You must try it. I'll say it again. Must.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 reminds us that we are healed and made whole because of the stripes or the wounds Jesus received. Alessandra Soracha now helps us meditate on this thought as she sings, "By His Stripes We Are Healed."
Stricken, smitten of God and
If you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more or rewatch any segment.
And search for us on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us.
Well, we have to take a quick break, friends, but when we return, we'll take a journey into the wonders of outer space.
Isn't it astounding to know and think about the fact that the powerful God who made the stars and set them in orbit actually cares about you and the details in your life? Well, let's explore this thought as we dive into the wonders of outer space with The Incredible Journey.
Space is absolutely awesome. Immeasurable distances, incomparable speeds, incomprehensible spheres, inconceivable power. The magnitude of space is awe-inspiring. The sheer vastness of it is almost incomprehensible to the human brain. For instance, there are more stars in space than grains of sand in the world. In fact, there are 10 times more stars in the night sky than grains of sand on all the beaches of planet Earth. There are 106 trillion stars visible from Earth through a telescope. That's 100 with 21 zeros. And then in addition, there are probably more planets than stars. And remember this, we can only see a small percentage of the universe from Earth, even with an optical telescope. The sheer size of space makes it impossible to accurately predict just how many stars we have. They're really completely uncountable. Yes, the size and immensity of space is overwhelming when you think about it. For example, our Earth could fit into the Sun over a million times. And one of the closest large galaxies to us is the Andromeda Galaxy that is 2.5 million light years away. You see, light years are the measuring stick of space. Astronomers tell us that light travels at the speed of 300,000 kilometers per second, or 18 million kilometers per minute. And it would take us 2.5 million years to reach our nearest neighbor galaxy, Andromeda, traveling at that speed. And then we're only on the very edge of the universe. So consider this. Our solar system, or sun system, takes its entire family of planets and moons with it on its journey through space. Our sun and solar system belong to the Milky Way galaxy. Now, to help put all of this in perspective, if the Milky Way galaxy were the size of the continent of Australia, our solar system would fit in a coffee cup. Now, to try to get your head around this, just in our Milky Way galaxy, there are over 200 billion stars like our sun, each with their own family of planets and moons. Our sun is just one of these 200 billion stars that make up the Milky Way galaxy. But that's not all. There are at least 10 billion galaxies in the universe. Our Milky Way galaxy, with its 200 billion stars, is just one of 10 billion galaxies that make up the universe. It's difficult for the human mind to comprehend innumerable worlds, immeasurable space, and the intricate design evident everywhere in the universe. This incredibly complex universe is as smooth running as a delicate, finely tuned watch. I believe that the stars are evidence that there is a God, an almighty creator God. The stars carry a message concerning the origin and destiny of the human race. Listen to the words of the ancient Bible prophets. The heavens are telling the glory of God. They are a marvelous display of His craftsmanship. Day and night, they keep on telling about God. Without a sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. But here's what's really amazing in all of this. This great creator God who made the universe actually cares about you. Listen to this. When I look up into the night skies and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have made, I cannot understand how you can bother with mere puny man and pay any attention to him. Isn't that astounding? This big and powerful God who made the stars and set them in orbit actually cares about you and the details in your life, the big things, the little things, everything. He loves you and cares about you. If you would like to know more about God, then I'd like to recommend the free gift we have for you today.
And friends, make sure you go to hope.study to get your free gift today. Again, that's hope.study. Now, when we return, Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional message. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's now time for our devotional thought brought to us today by our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
The other night, I had one of those crazy dreams that don't make any sense whatsoever. In my dream, I had parked my truck and trailer in the upper lot of a city park-like property, then unloaded a four-wheeler and tore off through a dirt trail that ran parallel to the lower parking lot. At the end of the lot, I pulled onto the pavement and was going to head back to the truck when the quad died. I immediately realized that I had forgotten to top off the fuel. I pushed the quad to the side when another truck with quads drove onto the lot. I recall asking them to watch mine while I ran up the hill to get my truck. They agreed and off I went. But instead of staying in the parking lot, I entered a building that was not initially there when I had first arrived. I walked quickly through the building to get to the other side because somehow instinctively I knew that at the front of this building was the upper lot. As I walked the halls, I noticed that I was in some type of medical facility, and the floor that I was on was lower than the upper lot. When I found the stairs, I started to climb up. And the climb seemed to go on forever, from one floor to another, until I was in an old part of the building. I went up a few more landings until I reached a top floor room. From that empty, dust-filled room, I could look out the weathered window panes onto the front lot and realize that I had climbed about four floors too high. That seemed strange because I had somehow missed the front doors on the main floor. I decided to go back down, but as I looked around, the stairs were gone. There was an opening in the floor where the stairs had been, so I used that to climb down into the room below. Once in that room, there didn't seem to be any way down except through a couple of holes in the plywood. I was really confused because I knew that there had been stairs there before. And then, well, I woke up. You ever have dreams like that? Dreams that leave you stumped when you wake up? Such was the dream of one of my favorite characters in the Bible, a Babylonian king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You can read all about him in the book of Daniel. In Daniel 2, the king had a disturbing dream. When he woke up in the morning, he couldn't remember the dream, but keenly felt its importance. He summoned all of his counselors, including sorcerers, magicians, and astrologers, and presented them with the dilemma. His ask was simple enough. They were to tell him his dream and then interpret it. An impossible task, of course, but the king didn't care. He promised fame and riches to the one that could do it and death if they couldn't. Unfortunately, they were pinned to the wall. They couldn't make up an interpretation as they had often done with his dreams in the past because he could not tell them the dream. And if they made up the dream, he would immediately know that they were frauds. So they stalled. But the king would have none of it. Either they work their magic immediately or face death. Miraculously, many of his counselors' lives were spared through the faith of four faithful youth who had been brought to Babylon as captives from Jerusalem. To Daniel, in answer to his and his three companions' prayers, God gave the same dream and the interpretation which he was able to relay to the desperate king. It turns out that the dream was of great importance. In fact, God revealed to this heathen king the history of world kingdoms that would rise and fall until God himself established his eternal reign. Humbled, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the might and power of Daniel's God and promoted Daniel to ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the wise men. He promoted Daniel's three friends as well. But the praising of Daniel's God was short-lived. In Daniel chapter 3, in response to a coup that had arisen against the king, according to some historians, Nebuchadnezzar erected a statue similar to the one he had been shown in the Daniel 2 dream, except that this statue was all gold, or at least plated in gold, instead of having just the head of gold as in the dream. The king summoned all of the important people of the kingdom and ordered all to bow to this statue that represented him. The Bible does not say where Daniel was. Perhaps the king knew that Daniel would not approve or bow, so sent him away on errands. But he apparently forgot of Daniel's three friends. When the order was given, all bowed but the three faithful. After a conversation with the king and an outright refusal to bow, the infuriated king ordered the furnace heated 7 times the normal temperature and had the three Hebrews tossed in the flames. The furnace was so hot that it instantly killed the soldiers who tossed the boys in. When the king looked, he was startled to see 4 men walking around in the flames and exclaimed that one looked like the Son of God. Humbled again, the king called for the three to come out of the flame, and all marveled that they were unscathed. The king then praised the God of heaven once again. All was well until eventually Nebuchadnezzar let pride creep up in his heart. In chapter 4 of Daniel, the king had another dream. This time he remembered the dream and again called in all of his counselors. After telling the dream, he quickly noticed that they stood clueless, so he called for Daniel. Daniel immediately understood the dream to be a rebuke from God and a warning to the king of what would happen to him if he did not let go of his arrogance and pride. For a time, the king walked humbly. But at the end of 1 year, he forgot about what had been proclaimed by God against him. And in a moment of weakness, he proclaimed himself as the great builder of Babylon, who created all the wonders found therein for his own honor and majesty. At this, an angel from heaven pronounced judgment in his hearing, and immediately Nebuchadnezzar was turned into a human beast. For the next 7 years, he ate grass like oxen, his hair grew like feathers, and his nails like eagle's claws. After the 7-year period, God restored the kingdom to him, and the Bible records in Daniel 4:34 that he blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. Notice the progression from a heathen king to humble servant of the Most High God. This is what growing up into Christ looks like. God is a pursuing God who will stop at nothing to give us opportunities to embrace him as Lord and Savior. He reaches us in our deepest pits and cleanses us from sin, then restores us to sons and daughters of God. It's not an easy road. Like Nebuchadnezzar, often our own pride and desires get in the way. But if we continue moving forward, putting God first, he promises to make us new. Friend, where are you today? It doesn't matter what you've done, said, thought, or how hard and far you've fallen. God is there to rescue you. If he can restore King Nebuchadnezzar, he can do the same for you. I invite you to reach out to his mighty hand and let him transform you into his image. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for reaching out to us. Lord, and it is true, there's nothing that we can do to push away the love of God. Your arm is strong enough. Your arm is long enough to reach into any pit that we're in. It doesn't matter how high of a mountain we're at, you can bring us. No matter what we've done, Lord, you can forgive us and you can cleanse us. Thank you, O Lord, for the blessing of loving us and transforming us, and help us to walk in your ways. Be with us today, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. Whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope.
Thank you so much for that blessing this morning.
And friends, thank you so much for being with us here today and waking up with hope. And if you would like to learn more about our program or share us with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning, friends. Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session, and we'll be busting myths about fats and oils. So be sure to join us.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the Bible's teachings, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
That's right. Our free Bible study guides have helped many people connect with Jesus. So be sure to start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's promise comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
I love this promise. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope."
What a hope-filled promise.
Amen.
You know, and friends, as you go about your day and throughout your life, always keep in mind that God has amazing plans for your life beyond anything you could ever dream up. So we invite you to follow Him and discover His amazing plans just for you. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, today, Lord, this Bible promise not only speaks to the world, but it speaks to me. It speaks to each one of us individually and very personally. And so, Lord, give us courage to believe, to take this promise to heart, and to know that all things work together for good, that the situations we find ourselves in right now are part of your master plan to give us strength and courage to face tomorrow with certainty and with hope. So we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.